normally we have meditation straight away, but tonight I would like to explain to you a little bit about meditation, because there might be some people just new to Buddhism. Meditation, in a sense, is the to calm the mind down. Through that calmness, there is some sort of wisdom, and that calmness is very important in life, no matter what religion, what background, what culture we are brought up in. All the values that we have learned since we were young, they are very good values. We can use them. We can be good people by following those good values. But when we are emotional, when we are angry, overwhelmed with rage, then all these values that we have learned since we were young, we cannot use them. They've just gone out of the window because our mind is not calm and we don't remember them anymore. And even if we remember them, we cannot use them because the mind has been overtaken by this anger and rage. So in a sense, if we have calmness, this calmness that comes from practice, that little pause, that's all we need sometimes to say things that is beneficial, to prevent us from saying things that is very harmful to us and to others. Actions that we do that could have been prevented just by this little reminder that comes up automatically with this practice, with this calmness. So without calmness, it is impossible at all to achieve anything that is beneficial to our well-being and happiness, and be able to walk on this path of happiness. And also, meditation is trying to find, pinpoint the real originator, the real one who is responsible. All the time what we were doing is just pointing fingers to everyone except us. Because of them, he did it, she did it, I am like this. But with meditation, that part is totally irrelevant. The only relevant part is that, what is in our mind? How is the mind moving? And coming from where? What causes and conditions? What are the multiple causes and conditions? To be able to see that. By seeing that, we know what it is. So meditation, in a sense, is very important. And also sometimes we meditate and then we think it is useless, getting nowhere, nothing happening. But it is always beneficial to meditate, being able to sit quietly, silence the mind as possible as you can, even for 10, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, half an hour. If you can meditate about an hour, more than an hour, because there are different experiences there with the time frame. So when you are meditating, sitting down quietly, you are still getting a lot of benefit in health-wise. Because when the mind is angry, when the mind is emotionally upset and traumatic, that stress of that mind that the body is taking in, it is enormous. And then the chemicals that produce when we are in a situation like that is not healthy for the body. So what happens when people start meditating after a month or two or three, 4 months? they realize that that little things or that things that has been there for years suddenly disappears, because the body is now able to repair itself. We are giving a favor to the body, sitting quietly without any emotional, you know, outrage and everything, no anger. Then the body has a chance to repair the body itself. It's a wonderful machine. So there's another factor that you get benefit out of this meditation. So even if you're sitting and restless and thinking that I'm getting nowhere, getting nothing out of it, in fact you are getting a lot of benefit out of it. The other thing is, when we do meditate, meditation is to see the things clearly, clearly, like a clear pond that we can see right to the bottom what is there. So is meditation, to see things clearly or to see things as they really are. So when we meditate, we concentrate on our breath, because it's very tranquilizing and very soothing effect, this breath. So we ask, what is breath? Because we are trying to see things as they really are. So what is this breath then? We can answer by saying, oh, we breathe in, we breathe out. It's automatic. Even when we are sleeping, we breathe in, we breathe out. That is correct, not wrong. But if we look deeply, we can ask the question, what is death? Death is that little breath that goes in wouldn't come out anymore. Or that little breath that went out wouldn't go in anymore. That is death. So when we are breathing in, when we are breathing out, it's a celebration of life, a function to sustain life. It's a joy to see this, breathing in and breathing out. And not only that, we can breathe in easily, we can breathe out easily. Have you seen people with tubes in the neck? They have to breathe through the tube. People with asthma. But we are so fortunate that we can breathe in easily without any difficulties. So that's why Ajahn Brahm said, this beautiful breath, if you contemplate breath as it is the life-giving force. We are doing one of the most important functions in life. Try to commit suicide by holding your breath. It's impossible. So when we breathe in, when we breathe out, the joy coming inside our heart from this contemplation, from this wisdom, that's where you can stay with this breath for hours, because it is enjoyable, it is beautiful. You're doing one of the most important functions in life, being alive. So in a sense, you know, when we do meditation, we try to see things as they really are. For example, you know, noises. The dogs will be barking very soon. The dog at the back, it's been there for years. And these sirens, all the time there. So, what is noise then? There you go, the dog. What is noise there? Again, if you look on the positive side, dead people can't hear noises. And when we hear these noises, we're happy, oh, I'm alive. And we accept this noise. Doesn't matter whatever noise it is. Imagine yourself sitting on a beach, meditating with people walking around you. Imagine yourself meditating on an aeroplane, noise and everything. If you accept this noise, if you understand what noise is, then we can accept it. Like Ajahn Chah said, don't disturb the noise. That is the movement of the mind that moves, attached to that noise. So noise is, again, a positive thing that we are alive and well. We can hear noises. We are not deaf either. So noise shouldn't bother us. We accept noise as it is. And then when we try to meditate, how do we meditate? What is it that we try to achieve? In meditation, there are two aspects. One is the concentration. One is the awareness, sati sampajnana. It's a bit similar to driving a car. When we are driving a car, our hands are on the steering wheel, and we are concentrating on the road to keep us safe, to get to the destination that we want to go. But at the same time, there are people in the car, families, friends, talking to us, and we talk back. So focusing on this steering wheel is the concentration. And awareness is that people are talking to you. You know what subject they are talking. Not only that you know they are talking, you also know the subject. And you can interact. You can talk back. And you see other cars coming and going, the roads curving and going straight. These are awareness. But just because you aware these things and people are talking to you, we don't let go of the steering wheel like that. Isn't it? Meditation is something like that. Just because you hear noises and this and that doesn't mean that we let go of this concentration. We are trying to concentrate this. Breathing in and breathing out. Not missing anything. You may ask, what is the point? You know, breathing in and then breathing out, trying to note this. Isn't it? This is to have this concentration, to be able to contemplate things in life so that we see the things as they are. That's the main purpose. And all of you have been meditating for quite a while now. So when you meditate, you'll find that there is one little moment or few moments that you're able to concentrate. And the mind isn't going anywhere. Somehow, just there, you focus on this breath. And that little moment, if you contemplate carefully, has nothing in it. No anger, no happiness, no frustration, no anxiety, no worries. That little moment has nothing in it except calmness and peacefulness. And that is the origin of the mind. Original state of the mind. Whoever it is, Pol Pot, Hitler, Pope, everyone, original state of mind is pure. It's like water. When you put lemon, it's become sour. When it mix with sewage, it becomes sewage water. When you put some, you know, cordials, then it becomes some form of drink. But the original state of that water is very pure. Same thing, the mind, the original state of mind is very pure. Only when the mind moves, only when the mind encounter with environment through these conditionings, then the mind moves as such, happy, unhappy, frustrated, worried. All these things come from the interaction, contact with the environment. So, in a sense, that is the original state of the mind, and everyone has it. So this is a positive and hope that we can achieve that, to that state, to sustain that moment. A little bit longer, next time a little bit longer, and stretch it further, longer and longer. Like when you turn on the tap, a little bit, and it's dripping, dripping, dripping forever. But when you turn it on full, it becomes a stream. And that stream is made up of those little drips of water. And that sustained moment, mind stage that is peaceful and concentrated, you sustain it, become a mind stream through meditation, become a mind stream that you can dwell in, that is helpful for us. So these are the meditations. So what happens then, the question is to ask, when we get that state, what then? You know, sitting and meditating, what benefit there? What will we get? All the chickens and a lot of birds sit on the eggs, very still for hours and hours. If by sitting alone would be, you know, get enlightened, these birds would have gotten enlightened a long time ago. But to have this wisdom through this meditation, through this attention, awareness of things as they are, and through this concentration, that is what we are after, to be able to concentrate. In Buddhism, there is three paths. One is Pariyatti, Patipatti, and Pariveda. That is learning aspect, trying to find out what Buddha taught. And then Patipatti is to practice, that is meditation, to follow what actually Buddha said. And Pariveda is realization, the fruit. By growing a mango tree, you got the mango fruit. By following this path, you have this result through this practice, learning aspect and meditation aspect. So that's where we are trying to. Once we got to that stage, you know that, oh, it's here. And your life changed. You become peaceful, like a person who has paid the debt off. You are debt free. And whatever you save now is yours. So one day come to a stage where you realize that, oh, it is there. So from then on, the practice become more smoother. Because with the wisdom, you know how to act, you know what to speak, you know what to do. So this is meditation part, because it is very important to really understand why we are doing meditation and what meditation can bring to us, this joy and happiness. It is not a joy and happiness that burns. It is peaceful and it lasts longer. So if you would like, please close your eyes.